A Tilt with the Muscovite, George Bronson Howard. The short but overfull life of George Fitzalan Bronson Howard, 1884 to 1922, began with his birth in Howard County, Maryland, and included his acceptance to Johns Hopkins University at the precocious age of 14. When his mother died, his heartbroken father died by suicide 2 weeks later, so he was forced to go to work to take care of his four siblings. For the next 7 years, he worked in several government departments and as a journalist in Baltimore, New York, San Francisco, and Manila. It was during his time in the Philippines that he began to write fiction and had immediate success, selling work to the top pulps of the day, including Argosy, which published his first story, The Making of Hazelton, in its July 1903 issue. 2 years later, Popular published the first York Noroi story, his most successful fictional creation. A Noroi story appeared in each of the next 6 issues, and when they were collected in book form as Noroi, Diplomatic Agent, 1907, he reaped a financial bonanza. With his new financial comfort, he turned to write for the theater and got married in 1907. The marriage fared badly as he and his bride separated on their honeymoon. She claimed he spent the nights churning out stories and articles. Their divorce became official the following year. He had produced 22 stories in 1907, but by 1910 he had only one published. Generally attributed to his drug addiction, as he is reputed to have prodigiously smoked opium with his major playwriting collaborator, Wilson Misner, and the cultural critic, Willard Huntington Wright, who went on to fame and fortune writing mystery novels about Philo Vance under the pseudonym S.S. Van Dyne. He married again, a Ziegfeld Follies chorus girl, and worked in Hollywood as a writer and director of 8 two-reel Noroi films. In 1918, he served in World War I, joining the British Ambulance Corps. He appears to have suffered injuries in the war and died by suicide by inhaling gas in 1922. York Noroi works as a secret agent for the United States government. He appears to be little more than a fun-loving, fashionable fop, but in fact, he is a highly intelligent and dedicated man of action. His adventures appeared in 3 books after his debut: Slaves of the Lamp, 1917, The Black Book, 1920, and The Devil's Chaplain, 1922. Bronson Howard's stories served as the basis for more than 50 films, mostly silent shorts, many featuring Noroi, including 7 episodes of Perils of the Secret Service, 1917, The Further Adventures of York Noroi, 1922, The Man from Headquarters, 1928, based on The Black Book, and The Devil's Chaplain, 1929. A Tilt with the Muscovite was originally published in the May 1905 issue of Popular. It was first collected in Noroi, Diplomatic Agent, New York, Southfield Publishing Company, 1907.